Okay, let's begin out the weekend.
Ooh.
Amen. 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 Our Feel the vibrations of the chant. Feel the pulsing of the bell. Letting yourself relax deeply into the body, into your senses. Letting yourself move inwards and downwards. Feel as if you are journeying inside yourself in search of sanctuary, in search of peace, in search of deep understanding. Feel the movement in and down into the heart of the body, into the heart of your experience. Letting your senses fold in with you. Feel yourself to be on the path. Letting yourself move inwards. Letting yourself move inwards, relaxing, letting your senses fold in. Making this very familiar movement of entering the inner, but entering the inner with all your senses. Feeling that you're upon a path leading you to an inner sanctuary, a place of contemplation and learning that is somewhere just deep in the heart of your own experience. You may see the path, or you may feel your feet upon the path, or you may just have a sense of being on a path. And as you follow this path, you find yourself standing before two doors. You may see the doors, or you may just sense that they are there, or you may touch the doors, you may even smell the wood of the doors. These are the outer doors of the inner sanctuary. And notice that you stand on a moment of decision. At this point, you can move outwards again, or you can decide to step through the doors, to step through the outer doors of the sanctuary and make a step towards the inner. And if you do so, the doors open inwards, and you find yourself in a passageway sloping downwards. And as you walk along the passageway, you notice there are archways, windows, and as you look to your right-hand side, as you move down the passageway, you will glimpse scenes from your past. You don't linger on the scenes, but you notice the scenes or the experiences or the memories of the past which arise as you walk down the passageway. Letting yourself briefly touch the past and move on. You continue walking down the passageway, glancing out the windows, noting the past and moving backwards, further in, towards the inner sanctuary. And at a certain point, you find the passageway starting to move upwards again. Again, a very gentle slope. And you find yourself coming to another set of double doors, which is the door to the inner sanctuary. And before and in front of this door are two armored figures that guard the sanctuary. As you approach the door, you are scrutinized by the guards. They seem to want to know what your intention is. You may speak with them, or you may just make a gesture in your mind. And if they let you pass, you simply place your hand upon the door, asking for admittance, asking for entrance into the inner sanctuary. And as you place your hand upon the door, a word or an image or a feeling which will arise in you, which is your password, your means of entrance into the inner sanctuary. Speak the password, feel the sensation, or visualize the image that opens the door. And step through into the inner sanctuary. You find yourself in a small round room. With a domed ceiling. And a small circular well in the middle of the room. A pool of water. The top of the dome is open, and there is a shaft of light shining down into the pool. The room is very bare, but there are four windows in the four directions. Opposite you in the east, there is a stained glass window in yellow and gold, showing the image of a crystal sword. On your right-hand side, which is the south, there is a window of red and gold, holding the image of a burning staff. On your left hand, there is a window of green and silver, holding the image of a multifaceted green crystal. Behind you, there is a window of blue glass, holding the image of a cup overflowing with water. In the center of the pool, there is a closed lotus bud. And as you step towards the pool, you feel the radiance of the light shaft from above shining deep down into the pool. And as you look down into the pool, it is as if you're looking down forever into the deep. As you stand by the pool and as you feel yourself in the inner sanctuary, in the circular room with the four windows, with the dome and the pool, it is as if the lotus starts to open. Four great leaves unfold into the four directions. And traced somehow in the veins of the leaves, you see the image of the crystal sword, of the fiery rod, of the crystal cup, and the green stone. And the lotus bud opens. And as the bud opens, it is as if a great stillness fills the sanctuary. And in the center of the flower, there is the child of light, who in a certain way is also the fool of the tarot. Feel the stillness, feel the innocence and the mystery of the child in the heart of the lotus. Feel the power of the fool of the tarot. Feel the presence above, feel the depth below. And as you contemplate the pool and the lotus and the child, you notice that set into the rim of the pool are the images of the major tarot trumps, the magician and the high priestess, the the Empress and the Emperor, the High Priest, the Hierophant and the Lovers, the Chariot and the Woman with the Lion, the Hermit and the Wheel. Justice and the Hanged Man, Death and Temperance, the Devil and the Tower, the Star and the Moon, the Sun, the Last Judgment, the Universe, feel the Wheel of the Tarot, the Four Suits and the Trumps, the mysterious fool child at the heart of the sanctuary. The sword and the rod, the cup and the stone. As you stand before the pool and the child and the four windows, the dome and the pool, you feel centered, standing in the depth with your head in the heights, contemplating the child in the pool. And as you do that, it's as if two figures emerge out of you, stepping to the left of you. You find the figure of a woman. Stepping to right of you, the figure of a man. You may see or just feel or just sense their presence. The inner male, the inner female, the animus and anima. The body of flesh, the body of dream. Feel your relationship with the inner woman and the inner man. Feel their relationship with you and with the child and with the sanctuary. Stay for a moment in the sanctuary, contemplating the windows, communing with the inner man and the inner woman, the animus and the anima, the body of flesh, the body of dream. Feel the archetypes of the tarot. And above all, contemplate the child fool at the heart of the lotus. At length, feeling the anima and animus, stepping back inside your form, finding new relationship with you and with each other. Feel that place of fusion, the inner marriage. And very slowly, notice the closing of the lotus, for it is now time to return to the outer world. Letting yourself feel the presence of the inner sanctuary, knowing that you can return here at will. But for now, returning, stepping out through the inner doors, returning down the passageway, which at first slopes downwards. Noticing the windows on the right as you move down the passageway. This time catching glimpses of those things that are arising in your field. Glimpses of the possible futures or probable futures. Not lingering, but noticing and slowly moving onwards. Notice the appearance of things yet to come. In possibility and probability. After a little while, the passageway moves gently upwards towards the great double doors of the outer door. And as you step through the outer door, you find yourself journeying inside yourself. From the inside to the outside. Become increasingly aware of this room and this group, letting your senses open to the outer, bringing with you all that has been experienced in the inner sanctuary. Moving gently outwards, following the thread of your experience.